WCDO.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO, live from Worcester Central School. We've made the trek up I-88 for a fantastic matchup here tonight between the Worcester Wolverines and the Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots. It's a Tri-Valley Girls Basketball Showdown. Both of these teams are ranked in the top 10 of the New York State Sports Writers poll this week. Worcester coming in at 4 and Cherry Valley Springfield at 6. It's the Butler Auto tip-off show here tonight. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Tonight, I welcome in Franklin Boys JV coach, former varsity coach, and he'll be varsity again at some point when they get the numbers back. But Sky Thompson is with me tonight. Sky, can you beat an electric atmosphere like this? The place has been packed since they opened the doors. It's great.
I heard that. A friend of mine, actually, I called him on the way up here. I asked him if he was going to be here. He said no. A couple of his buddies were already here, and he said the gym was already packed. And I knew that was a dangerous thing because there's not a whole lot of parking spaces out there, but... So hopefully if you got here early, you got a good parking spot. But regardless, it's going to be a great game tonight. I got a feeling.
I know that people are standing in the corners right now. I mean, they're just trying to find any inch of space. This is what small school basketball is all about. So, again, it's the Butler Auto tip-off show. Sky and I are going to take a quick break. We'll come back and break this one down. A lot to unpack for the Wolverines and Patriots here tonight. Sit back, relax. It's going to be a fun Friday night on WCDO.
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Ultimas, Chevy Malibus, and Sparks.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Again, it's Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, welcoming in all our listeners there. Worcester girls come in 5-0 in the Tri-Valley League, 12-0 overall. Cherry Valley Springfield comes in at 6-0 in the Tri-Valley League, 12-1 overall. What's the one loss for Cherry Valley Springfield? Well, they went down and played Johnson City, a Class A school. I went down, there was a couple Saturdays ago. They ended up losing by 20, but, I mean, you're playing a Class A school. And honestly, I thought it was a really good experience for CVS. I think they could have lost that game by 6 or 8. They just didn't shoot like they normally shoot. I think a lot of that was nerves of playing such a big school. Sky, are you one of those coaches that's a proponent of putting your team in those situations where down the road a game like that's going to pay off because you've had those moments where you're kind of nervous?
Yeah, I absolutely am a big fan of that because you're going to face different athletes. You're probably going to face a little bit different style of basketball, different speed of the game. Obviously, having played at Oneonta, games like that were more or less normal for us, but there's always a difference even when you go up and you play schools like that. So for a Class D school like that, there's nothing but good things that can come from that, regardless of what the final score says. as I said, the difference of speed, the different style of play, stuff like that, is all good stuff. And in a big game like this, you're going to look back at a game like that and say, what did we do in that game, or what did we learn from that game and apply it here?
This will be interesting tonight because over the last two or three years, these schools have really developed a good rivalry. Cherry Valley was off to a hot start last year. Worcester was able to knock them off. And they love to throw different looks at each other defensively. I know that Chris Kaltenbach, the head coach here for Cherry Valley, for Worcester, will have something up his sleeve here for Cherry Valley. He loves to dial up some full court pressure, different looks. So I think a big part will be how does Cherry Valley find a way through that, because adjusting in the moment is certainly can be a tough thing to do, especially in a hostile environment like this on the road. But, you know, Cherry Valley, I think, has the size advantage here today. They're a very deep and big team. I think if Worcester can hang with them on the glass, that's going to be the best chance for the Wolverines. But the Wolverines can really shoot from the outside, and they really can run. I think they're a quicker team than Cherry Valley. So contrasting styles, that's going to be interesting to watch. And I think that this could be a potential preview of the league championship as well, which is always fun. We're going to pause here for the national anthem, and I want to get Sky's thoughts on a couple more things when we come back. But again, not a seat to be had here in Wolverine country tonight. This is an electric atmosphere. I'm so glad we could be here for it. A lot of other good MAC games tonight as well we're going to try to keep an eye on. So we'll pause for the national anthem, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Crowd on their feet here for the starting lineup. Let's first go for Cherry Valley Springfield. Again, 12-1 overall, 6-0 in the Tri-Valley League. They start with number 12, a junior, Daphne Webb. A junior number 13, Morgan Huff. A junior number 22, Mia Dubbin. A senior number 23, Jolene Lusk. And a sophomore number 24, Bryn Whiteman. Of course, Jolene just joined the 1,000-point club for CVS last week. She was the fifth member all-time at Cherry Valley and the fourth female to join the club. So, again, a big congratulations to Jolene. Starting lineup for Worcester, 5-0 in the league, 12-0 overall. They've been off to such a hot start here this year. They will start with senior number 3, Sophia Adams, a junior number 11, McKenna Ventula, a senior number 12, Izzy Odell, a junior number 14, Haley Shaler, and a senior number 21, Anna Surdy. And for Worcester, we've seen nights where Shaler has gone off. She's one of their big stars. There's been other nights where Anna Surdy was able to hit from downtown. Sophia Adams had a huge game just last week, and Izzy Odell is kind of their rock on the interior rebounding points. She can do a little bit of everything. So, really, it might come down to shooting here tonight from the outside and maybe who gets through those nerves a little bit to begin the game. Sky, when you're in a big game and you've been in a lot with your Franklin boys, do you say anything new like, hey, try to block this out? Or do you just say, go out and play like we normally do? It's a normal game.
It's so hard to say play like it's a normal game, but at the same time, you want to treat it that way. But at the same time, when you're on the road like this, like Cherry Valley is, you're coming into, obviously, a very hostile environment. We can see it right now. There's a lot of people here. They're very loud. You want to almost try to do your best to block that out and just focus on the things that you can focus on. One of the things that you want to pay attention to tonight is what I like to call wasted possession. You don't want to have a possession on the offensive end where you're not getting the shot you want or just turning the ball over. In a game like this, every point's going to matter. We know that. So you want to try to make sure you get a good look every time. And with that, you don't want to give up second, third chance opportunities. You mentioned the size that Cherry Valley has. If you're Worcester, you really want to try to limit them on the glass.
Again, packed house here tonight. Worcester is in the home white uniforms with the green trim. Says Worcester in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Cherry Valley is in the road navy blue uniform with the white and the red trim. Says Patriots in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. You know, talking to both coaching staffs, everyone's excited about this game, but they both said to me, Nate, I'll be glad when it's over. It's a regular season game. This is not the playoffs. Our season won't be done. We're going to move on to other things. I mean, Worcester has a game tomorrow. So, you know, this is a great game. It's a great atmosphere. But at the end of the day, it's important to remember it is a regular season game because this has been really hyped up.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to remember that part of it, too, where this is just a regular season one. If everything goes right, you could very well, as you said, see these two teams again. And that's the one that you want to win
yes.
later on down the road. When I played for Coach Mackey, that's what he always talks about when we play against teams like Norwich. Not this one, the one down the road.
CBS wins the opening tip. Jolene ahead for Bryn Whiteman, and she scores. That's the advantage of having a 6'2" center that's able to win that opening tip. And here comes Worcester back down the floor, going left to right. Chance of defense here from the Cherry Valley student section. Their fans have come out strong. Shaler for a three left side. No. Rebound Ventula. Back out Shaler. She reloads and hits in the left corner. Haley Shaler for three. Worcester leads early 3-2. Let's see what they come out with on defense there. Looks like a high 2-3 zone. We'll get a better look at it here. And the crowd is really into it so far. Here's Lusk at the top of the key. Goes left side and a pull-up jumper here. Splash from the left elbow for Cherry Valley's Daphne West. And CBS leads 4-3. I have a sneaking suspicion this could be a low-scoring game, but so far the offense has been there. We're a minute in. Cherry Valley girls leading Worcester 4-3. Here is Sophia Adams at the top of the key. Gets into the paint and loses control of the ball. She collided with Jolene Lutz. They try a long outlet pass, but Worcester was there to track it down and steal it back. 6:45 to go in this first quarter. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you here. Thanks for listening to the Butler Auto pregame show tonight as well. Good ball movement here by the Wolverines, and they pass down low to Ventula, and she scores. Great ball movement there to find her on the back door to make it Worcester 5 and Cherry Valley 4. CBS will work it around as they go right to left on your radio dial. They go to the high post. Whiteman for Morgan Huff in the corner. A three for her is good. Up from downtown, and Cherry Valley's hitting here early.
Low scoring, are you sure?
I think I might have to take that back as it's 7-5 here in the early going. Here's Shaler, great underhand dish through the hands, though. Ventula down low. Going to go back to the Patriots. Again, they lead 7-5 over Worcester. 2 minutes into the ball game here tonight. Standing room only in Worcester. Tri-Valley basketball tonight. Bryn Whiteman, the sophomore guard, tries to dribble through a double team. Lost control of it. Steal by the Wolverines. Sophia Adams to the right side. Adams to the interior. Now she'll back it out and look to reset. Shaler, left side. Scoops one down low for Odell. Now back to Shaler into the right corner. And they're going to look to work it around and to the high post for Odell. And into the left corner here with 5:40 to go in this first quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield leading 7-5. And to the right side, little step through move blocked out of there by Jolene Lutz. Great job by her on defense. And Cherry Valley brings it back down the floor. Morgan Huff to the left side. They go to the high post for Jolene Lutz. Back into the corner for Morgan Huff to the interior for Dubin. And she's blocked by Izzy Odell. And that's going to be a foul on Worcester. And here's the key. Worcester doesn't exactly have the size that Cherry Valley has, so if they get in foul trouble down low, that could be a key here in this game.
And you can, and you mentioned it, you can see the size for Cherry Valley. They're playing 3-2 right now, but down low with those two girls down there, they got a lot of size.
Dubbing at the line, first shot in and out. And even the Patriots guards are bigger. Like, they have good height and they're strong. So this is not a small team by any stretch of the imagination, as Dubbin cannot get the second shot to go, and a rebound by the Wolverines. And Ventula, who grabbed that board, will bring it back down the floor with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. 7-5 is our score. Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Worcester here tonight at WCF. Adams into the paint. Will look to work it out. Goes back to Shaler, left side. And her shot is short from about 17 feet. It was tipped out of bounds by Dubbin and stays with the Wolverines. Nate Law and Sky Thompson with you here tonight, Friday Night Hoops on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Wolverines will look to get it in. They go to Odell at the top of the key. Odell to the left side. Works one into the corner. Now back to Odell. Little turnaround shot blocked out of there by Dubbin, and it's going to be a shot clock violation. Good defense on the interior there by CVS, and that's that length we were talking about.
It makes it so hard for the guards to drive in or any post move for any of the post players. So Worcester, with that height and length, and they're athletic as well, they move very well.
4:40 to go, first quarter. Patriots leading the Wolverines 7-5. Cherry Valley with the ball at the top of the key. Whiteman tries to fling one back door, but it was too tall for Morgan Huff. And it's going to go back to the Wolverines. So both teams feeling each other out a little bit, and I feel like the scoring has slowed down here compared to the first minute or two.
We didn't have a possession where there wasn't a basket, but that's definitely slowed down.
Back down the floor here for the Wolverines. They'll try to punch one to the interior. Now back to the top of the key. Shaler straight away. 3, too strong. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Cherry Valley. Here's Bryn Whiteman, the sophomore point guard, who is very strong and steady, I would say, for the Patriots. They try to go to the high post, and it's taken away. They look to get it to Lusk, and the Wolverines clamp down on that. Cross midcourt here for Sophia Adams. Adams to the right side. Looking for some options. Good defense by Cherry Valley at the top. Dishing down low, back out, Anna Surdy for a three. Boy, the ball gets stuck between the rim and the glass. And we'll have a stoppage of play here. Jolene's going to try to go up and get it. Oh, even Joe can't get it.
She got a piece of it. She can really get up there.
She really can get up there. So, and you can see the sportsmanship between these two teams as they're kind of hugging and laughing here between this. Jeff comes out and gets it. This little stoppage. Our friend Jeff Maliner from New York State Takeover, he's been on the podcast 3-4 times. He's here tonight covering the game. He had to go out and jump up and get that. I'm going to give him some props. That's taking a risk when you go out there. If you don't get that on the first try in front of a packed house like this, ooh. Shaler in the corner for three, missed it, but a foul there. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to go out and do that. I really don't.
I remember when I was a water boy for the Oneonta varsity team, I didn't even want to go out and clean the water off the court. So, like, jumping up and try to get a ball, it's a little too risky.
Foul was on Daphne West there. They're going to say it was not in the act of shooting, so Worcester will get it back. A three ball for Shaler. Left it a little short. Rebound by the Wolverines. They're doing a great job on the glass, despite being a little smaller here. 3:35 to go first quarter. Adams in between. Two tall players, and she scores. Sophia Adams ties this game up at 7. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Patriots with the basketball. They try to go to the interior here for Jolene Lusk. Lusk up off the glass, and it's good. Tough to stop that on the interior. First basket of the night here for Jolene Lusk. And that makes it Cherry Valley Springfield 9 and Worcester 7. Wolverines with the ball. Adams down low. They'll work it back out. 30, a three ball in and out. Rebound for Lusk. Worcester's getting the open looks, though, with good ball movement. Back down the floor for CBS. Here's Morgan Huff as they go right to left. Into the corner. Huff wants that three. Dials it up and hits the rim twice. Won't go down. Jolene's right there. Puts it in. Rebound in the basket for Jolene. Cherry Valley, their biggest lead of the game here. 11-7 with 2:40 to go first quarter. Wolverines trying to answer. And they'll go back to the top of the key here for Sophia Adams. Adams into the right corner. Little change of direction. Passes one over. Ventula off the front of the rim. No. 30 a rebound. Worcester's keeping it alive here on the glass. 30. Three ball in the corner. Too strong. Rebound for CVS. And now a steal back by the Wolverines. And they'll pull it out and reset the offense with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Sophia Adams here, top of the key. Lost it for a second, but Surdy scoops it back up. Worcester very slow on this possession, trying to get what they want. Good look down low for Izzy O'Dell off the dish from Anna Surdy, and it's good. Back to a two-point game. CBS 11, Worcester 9 with a 1:55 to go first quarter. Patriots with the ball, top of the key. Jolene to the interior, left it short, gets her own rebound. Second chance won't go. Daphne West tries on her rebound opportunity. That's off the mark. Third chance is good for Bryn Whiteman. Too many opportunities there for the Patriots, and they lead 13-9 with a minute and a half to go in this first quarter. Wolverines to the interior with Shaler. Shaler now into the right corner for Izzy O'Dell. They pass down low. Good ball movement back to Surdy. They reverse it here for Shaler for a three. No, again, off the back of the rim. Long outlet pass ahead, and Worcester did a good job to get back. CBS loves that long leak-out pass, but the Wolverines have obviously studied that, and they're taking it away. Coming up on a minute to go in the first quarter. CBS 13, Worcester 9. And into the corner for Sophia Adams. Tries to dribble through a double team, lost it, but Shaler's there to scoop it up. Into the paint, Shaler down low for Izzy O'Dell, blocked by Jolene Lutz. Just too tall on the interior. Ahead for the Patriots. They go to Morgan Huff. Scoops it on the baseline. Over to Dubbin. Her jumper is too long. Rebound for the Wolverines. As 30 was able to grab that. Big possession here for Worcester. They trail 13-9, 35 seconds to go first quarter. Tri-Valley girls basketball tonight here. Two teams ranked in the top 10 of the state in Class D this week. Into the corner, Shaler loads up a three. This one's just short again. Their shots are just a little bit off here. 20 seconds left. Rebound for Worcester. Sophia Adams into the land of the trees again. This layup won't go. Another rebound for Worcester. Back out, Surdy. Her shot won't go. Rebound, Whiteman. Ahead for Morgan Huff. 10 seconds left. Huff down the right side of the floor. Bounces it off of a Worcester player, but then Jolene Lutz trying to save it. Touched the line, and it goes back to the Wolverines with 5 seconds to go first quarter. Worcester's going to let it roll down the floor. Now they'll pick it up, see what they can do. They get to half court here with Sophia Adams. And now to Shaler at the buzzer. No. First quarter in the book, CBS 13 and Worcester 9. We'll be back with the second quarter on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hard Woods.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Worcester 13-9. Scott, your thoughts on an entertaining first quarter?
I think Worcester's best offense right now has been when they move the ball quicker around the perimeter, then they drive, they get one of the post players to step out for Cherry Valley, then they bounce it to the post player behind them. That's worked very well for them. For Cherry Valley, their best offense has been offensive rebounds like we've just seen here so far.
Lusk with the miss, and then Dubbin was right there to put it up and in. And Cherry Valley has their biggest lead of the game at 15-9.
Cherry Valley here in the beginning of the third quarter switched from a 3-2 zone to a 2-3. So I'm curious to see if that's something that they saw to stop the dribble penetration.
Good look inside for Worcester, but O'Dell missed the chippy from the left side and a rebound for the Patriots. So Cherry Valley trying to create some space here as they lead 15-9 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Patriots with the ball, almost a steal, but Whiteman's able to save it. One-hand pass. Now to the interior for Jolene Lusk, up off the glass. No, second chance for Joe, yes. And Jolene with 6 points. And the Patriots are up now 17-9 with a minute gone in the second quarter. And this packed house of fans a little bit quiet as they want their Wolverines to try to get back into it. Good look down low, a block by Jolene Lux. Out of bounds, last touch by Worcester. Going to go back to Cherry Valley. Boy, Worcester's getting good looks on the inside, but when you have Joe in there, she's long, she's lanky, and she gets her hands on a lot of those shots.
And she's a really good athlete, so you might think you got a step or something like that, and then she recovers so quickly.
Pass to the interior for Jolene, up and under, the baby hook won't go. Good rebound by Sturdy underneath. Worcester back down the floor. Boy, if Shaler or Sturdy or one of those players can get hot, Worcester will get right back into it. Sturdy for three, right on two. Sturdy from downtown stepped into that one, and it is 17-12 now. Cherry Valley Springfield on top of Worcester with 6:20 to go, second quarter. CVS back down the floor. A potential Tri-Valley Championship preview here. And here is Huff to the interior. Dubbin, turnaround shot from a tough angle. She buried it. Actually, no, that was Daphne West. Excuse me. And that gives Cherry Valley a 19-12 lead. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Through for Sophia Adams, and she's fouled. And Adams has continually taken it right into the teeth of the defense. Probably the smallest player on the floor, but she's not afraid, Sky, and now she'll head to the line.
She's doing a great job of driving, and, you know, as I said, Cherry Valley switched to that 2-3, but they put Jolene right in the middle, so she's not afraid to drive it right in there.
Adams at the line, first shot no good. Worcester, you know, if they could get a few of those good looks to fall from the first quarter, they're right in this game, and I think foul shooting is going to be key here tonight as well. Missed the first one. Second one is good for Sophia Adams. Makes it 19-13 with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Three ball for Bryn Whiteman in the corner for Cherry Valley. And Whiteman's got seven in the early going. Back the other way. Here's Adams right into the teeth of the defense again. This time, she'll dish it off to Shaler. So our score is CVS 22, Worcester 13. Shaler, left side, dribble drive, baseline, kicks it for Odell. Another block here by Jolene Lutz. But Shaler got it back somehow. All of the chaos in there. Shaler came out of the dog pile with that ball. Shaler, left side, three ball. Yes, good-looking shot there for Haley Shaler. And she has 6 points on two threes. That makes it CVS 22, Worcester 16. With 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Patriots with the ball. They go right side for Morgan Huff. Again, 22-16. Patriots on top of the Wolverines. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Pass down low. Jolene, turnaround shot. No rebound. Izzy Odell. Yes. Thought she was going to fall out of bounds with it, but she managed to stay in. Back down the floor for Adams. Left side, Shaler. Boy, she looked like she was going to pull it. Said goes back to Adams. Long three. Buckled off the right side of the rim. Rebound, Cherry Valley. And a head down for Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman finds Morgan Huff. Huff back to Whiteman on the right side. Steps through the teeth of the defense and is fouled. Goes sliding out of bounds, helped up by Izzy Odell. It's a good sportsmanship there with 4:35 to go. Second quarter, make it 22-16. Worcester wants a timeout with the Patriots on top. Coach K wants to talk it over. We got a great one so far here. Again, CVS 22, Worcester 16. We'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4.5 to go in the second quarter. Sky, for me being a Tri-Valley guy and playing in this league, this feels like an old-school Tri-Valley game that you hear about from when I was a kid. You know, packed gym, no standing room only. I mean, I love this. This is right up my wheelhouse for sure. Bryn Whiteman, the three out of the timeout, missed it. Rebound out of bounds going back to Worcester. So this is fun for me. And you've seen enough of the Tri-Valley now that you kind of know what it's all about. Small school atmosphere.
It's definitely a different atmosphere, yeah, for sure.
Back down the floor here for the Wolverines. Shaler at the top of the key. Shaler comes off a screen. Looking for some options. Goes to Adams at the top of the key. Adams, little dribble drive. Again, kicks one back out. Shaler pump fakes. 15-footer. Bang for Haley Shaler. She's got 8 points, and Haley just has that look like, I'm not going to be denied tonight. Four-point game, 22-18. Cherry Valley ahead with 4 minutes to go. Second quarter now, a steal by 30. 30 to midcourt, and she lost control of it. It'll be a carry at midcourt.
You know, I remember going to games, because I don't live too far from Lawrence, so I remember going to some of the Lawrence games, especially like they play like a Morris or something like that, so close by. When like Aaron Lang was there, for example.
Oh, great teams back then.
So, yes, I do know exactly what you're talking about. I never played, obviously, any, but I know exactly what you're talking about with matchups like that because they're so close by, too.
Mm-hmm. That ball out of bounds going back to Worcester. Boy, that Aaron Lang, Lawrence era when SK was so good, too. Boy, those were some great boys' games. Steal here by Cherry Valley.
And not obviously Tri-Valley, but I remember a few Charlotte Valley games when like Joe Ballard was playing and
yes.
stuff like that.
Yeah, they had a great run there when Coach Fisher came back.
Yes.
Another steal by Worcester. And a head down the floor for Ventulin. It's a hot potato right now. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. Good hustle on both sides. Shaler comes away with it after a nice pass from Sophia Adams. And Worcester into the corner here. Back for Shaler. Shaler looking for some options. Gets a screen, steps into a three. No, this one off the right side of the rim. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by the Patriots as Mia Dubbins able to grab that. Ahead for Whiteman. Baseball throw to Morgan Huff. Inside for Joe Lusk. Lusk lets that shot go. It was short. Rebound is up and good for Lydia Lusk. So Jolene missed it, and Lydia was right there to put it in. So that makes it Cherry Valley Springfield 24, Worcester 18. A dish off down low for Ventulin. Back out for Surdy. Surdy for three, in and out, no. And a rebound for the Patriots. Whiteman in transition. Across the midcourt timeline with 2.5 to go in the second quarter and a reach-in foul on Sophia Adams. So again, CBS 24, Worcester 18. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight. Thanks for all our online listeners as well at WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. Patriots with the ball. Huff to the interior for Joe Lusk. Good move down low on the right low block, and she finishes. Lusk now with 8. 2:20 to go in the second quarter, and it's 26-18. Worcester trying to get back into this ball game here. Looking for another one of those big-time threes, I would say. Ventulis on the left side. Finds Surdy in the corner. Good pass to the interior for Odell. Back out for Surdy. Left corner three, no. Rolled off to the far side. Off the missed shot, and back down the floor they come. Patriots over the midcourt timeline with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. And to the top of the key now. They'll go for Dubbin. Dubbin to the interior looking for Lusk, and she's triple teamed. Decides to step through it. Was blocked. Gets it back. Fall away jumper is good. That's tough to stop. And Jolene has 10. And that gives CBS their biggest lead of the game at 28-18 with 1:30 to go in the second quarter. Now back to Shaler at the top of the key looking for options. Shaler goes left side as Worcester goes left to right. Into the corner for Ventulis. Back out for Surdy. They reverse it for Shaler. Little jab step. 10 on the shot clock. Sophia Adams right side. Into the defense. Good dish down low, but good recovery on defense by Cherry Valley. Back out Surdy. Her three ball is too strong. A little bit too much spice on that. And a rebound for Cherry Valley with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Chance of defense from the student section. Inside. Shot is off the mark for CBS. Jolene is right there. Second chance, no. Third chance, also off the rim. And a rebound by Shaler. Boy, that would have been big for the Patriots, but they couldn't capitalize. They still have a 10-point lead, 28-18. 40 seconds to go, second quarter. A foul down low on the Patriots. This is a big 40 seconds here, Sky. If Worcester could chip it down to 7... If they get another three ball here, I mean, even just getting it to 8, I think would feel a lot better for Worcester fans.
Yeah, you want to go into the half with some momentum right now. It seems like the Patriots have definitely taken it back a little bit, getting back to 10. But Worcester can finish the half strong here and get some momentum going into the second half.
Pass to the interior for Sturdy, and she's fouled. You know, I wonder if part of Worcester's game plan is let's take it into the teeth of the defense and see if we can get CBS in foul trouble. They haven't so far. But it's been such a clean game. Not many fouls on either side. This first foul on Bryn Whiteman here will send Surdy to the line.
And I give the Cherry Valley Big Men a lot of credit because they've been doing a great job of just going straight up.
Yes, they really have. Surdy misses the first shot from the line with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Second shot coming here for Surdy. 28-18 our score. And second shot, no. Rebound for Jolene. Lusk back down the floor. Again, just eclipsed 1,000 points last week. Joe, good dish down low, and they finish with Mia Dubin. And that gives Cherry Valley a 30-18 lead with 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Passing down low for Worcester. A shot no. Izzy Odell with the rebound. Dubin and her get tied up. And going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with the Wolverines with 9 seconds left. And let's see. Worcester will get it in. They go to the corner. Now back out to Surdy. Straight away for Odell. Trying to get it to Shaler. Little shimmy to the top of the key. Shaler's going to have to dish one off. They're not going to get the shot off. And that'll do it. First half in the books with our score. Cherry Valley Springfield 30 and Worcester 18. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll come back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report to break this one down. What an impressive showing so far for the Patriots of Cherry Valley. And we'll break it all down when we come back. Again, our halftime score, Cherry Valley Springfield 30, Worcester 18 on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO. Time now for the Marabito Energy Product Halftime Report. Marabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score here, Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Worcester 30-18 in a battle of unbeaten teams in the Tri-Valley. Again, CVS comes in at 6-0 overall, 12-1. 6-0 in the league, I should say, 12-1 overall. That one loss came to Class A Johnson City. You heard that right. Little old Cherry Valley made the trip to the big city to take on Johnson City, and I think that was a great experience for them. Worcester comes in at 5-0 and 12-0 overall. And again, both these teams ranked in the top 10 this week of the New York State Sports Writers poll. Worcester is at 4, and CVS is at 6, and they've been ranked since the beginning of the year. A little bit of shuffling in there, but it's great to see two local teams like that. Scoring summary in the first half. First for CVS, 10 points for Jolene Lusk, 7 for Bryn Whiteman, 4 apiece for Daphne West and Mia Dubin, 3 for Morgan Huff and 2 for Lydia Lusk. On the other side for Worcester, 8 for their star Haley Shaler. Pretty balanced the rest of the way. 3 for Sophia Adams, 3 for Anna Surdy, 2 for McKenna Ventulif, and 2 for Izzy Odell. So this feels like a very even game, but CVS has just been able to find a little bit more offense here tonight, Sky. And I think they've really kind of opened things up on the offensive boards. Late in the second quarter, I kept saying second chance, third chance opportunity. Other than that, Worcester's been doing a great job on the glass, but just tough when you got to box out a girl who's 6'2".
That's very tough. And, you know, I will say Worcester's getting some good looks offensively. They just haven't been falling in the first half. If you're the coach at halftime here, you got to go and listen. It's not like we're not figuring them out. We're getting the looks we want. They just haven't fallen yet. But we obviously have a very good shooting team. We know that. Hopefully the second half they fall. And, you know, as you said, they're doing a great job getting the rebounds, getting the second chance opportunities. They haven't fallen. For Cherry Valley, I've loved their offense so far. They've been taking their time, moving the ball around, finding the open person. And then when in doubt, Jolene Luff will get you a rebound or two and put it right back up and in.
Both teams have looked great on offense, very patient, making the extra pass. It really just has been that CVS is, you know, simple to say, but they've hit some shots and Worcester hasn't. And Worcester's a very good shooting team from the outside, being in their home gym. A lot of basketball left to be played. Would not be surprised if they caught fire here in the second half. That's something that's got to be on the mind of the Patriots. Like, okay, Shaler, Adams, Surdy, they could blow up at any time.
And especially with that three ball. I mean, right now it's a 12-point game, but, you know, you go two possessions in a row without you getting a basket. They make two threes, which is very capable, obviously. For Worcester, you got a 6-point game right again. So As you said, for the Patriots here at halftime, they definitely know that, and they're going to still be focused on trying to take that away the best they can.
Again, it's our Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report live here in Worcester. This was such a big game. I've had it circled. I had so many people reaching out and saying, hey, are you going to be at that game? Are you going to be at that game? And it's like, this was a really tough decision because you want to be everywhere and you want to support everybody. There's some other huge games tonight. Sydney girls are at Green. Unitego girls are at Oxford. BG girls are at Walton. It's a big girls' night. GMU girls are up at Morris tonight. Delhi boys have a home game tonight. So, I mean, there was a lot of potential Friday night games, but I just said this is a potential league championship preview. There's so much buzz around this game. This is what we do. We got to be at a game like this, and I'm so glad we're here. It's a great setup. Big kudos to Worcester for setting us up here, and just awesome to see how many people are in this place. You got to love it. So we're going to take a break on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. And again, another shout-out to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. So is our game audio archive. We're continuing to update that so that you can listen back to all the games that we've done this year and in past years as well. So for Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Again, halftime score, CBS leading Worcester in a Tri-Valley girls basketball contest, 30-18 at the break. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there, but best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The start of the third quarter here on WCDO. Cherry Valley got a quick bucket here to start, so they now lead 32-18. Worcester with the ball and a missed shot by Haley Shaler. Rebound for Jolene Lutz. So, again, start of the third, and the CVS girls are ahead 32-18 after a bucket by Daphne West. Bryn Whiteman at the top of the key, and Cherry Valley looks like, okay, we can settle into our offense here and take our time with this lead. 6:55 to go here in the third. Morgan Huff for a three. No, buckled off the left side of the rim. Rebound for West. West on the left corner here is Cherry Valley now going left to right. And they go to the high post for Joe Lutz. Kicks one back out for Morgan Huff. CVS is in the maroon, the navy blue uniforms with the white and red trim. Cherry Valley is the Patriots. They have that on the front of their uniform tonight. Worcester back the other way in the white uniforms with the green trim. They try to dish one down low. A steal here by the Patriots. And an outlet pass here to Bryn Whiteman. Again, back down the floor. 6:20 to go in the third. And it's 32-18. Chance of defense as Cherry Valley is on top. Jolene Lusk takes it inside. Off the glass, no. Just a little too strong on that. Another rebound for Cherry Valley. Back out for Lusk. She wants that three. Fires one up and hits. Jolene Lusk from downtown. Amazing.
I am so happy she shot that because in warm-ups they were right in front of us, and she made like three in a row. And I was like, I haven't seen it in the game yet, but I wanted to, and right there, finally.
She's not afraid to step out, and she hits it there to make it 35-18 with 5:40 to go in this third quarter. Odell to the top of the key. Now back to Adams into the corner for Surdy. A three ball off the top of the rim, or the front of the rim, I should say. Rebound for Lusk. And Cherry Valley's looking to run to the interior. Huff with the floater, and it's good. Morgan Huff now with 5 points. And CVS has ballooned this up to a 37-18 lead with 5:20 to go in the third. Shaler at the top of the key. Dishes one off for Odell on the right side. They're working it back around. Adams into the paint. Back over to Ventulis. She pulls up, goes to Shaler. Wants a three from the right side. Hits it. Haley Shaler now with 11. And she's not going to let them go quietly. 5 minutes to go in the third. Makes our score Cherry Valley Springfield 37 and Worcester 21. Whiteman across the half-court timeline and the Wolverines logo goes right side now for Huff. Back out Whiteman. Thought about a three but didn't pull it. They reverse it to the far side and Shaler got her mitts on that and knocked it out of bounds.
Now you coach Jolene AAU, correct?
She's played with our Armadillos team several times, yeah.
How is it having a player like her?
Pretty amazing. In fact, last year as Cherry Valley gets the ball and we had Joe and another girl who was taller than Joe, believe it or not. They were the Twin Towers down low. It was great. A shot here is missed, but Jolene was right there to put it back up and in. Lusk now with 15. But you can see she's just so versatile. She can play inside or outside.
Well, yeah, we saw her shoot the three, and it's just a pure stroke, too. So very impressive.
Surdy with a shot from the outside. It won't go. And a rebound here for the Patriots.
But so is the rest of this Cherry Valley team. This is the first time I've seen them tonight. They're so balanced, really. You know, we know she scored 1,000 points, but it's not like she forces it either.
No, a lot of options on this team. Patriots lead 39-21. Worcester certainly a lot of options as well, but they just cannot seem to buy themselves a bucket here. Back down the floor, Sophia Adams trying to go coast to coast, and she finishes. Well done there by Sophia Adams. She has 5 points. Timeout taken by Worcester. 3:50 to go in the third, a fast-moving third frame. CBS 39, Worcester 23. We'll be back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:50 to go, third quarter, live in Worcester tonight. A Tri-Valley girls matchup here between two teams that are ranked in the top 10 in the Sportswriters poll this week. And so far, Cherry Valley Springfield leads Worcester 39-23 with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Franklin boys coach, Tyler Thompson. Patriots with the basketball. Here's Morgan Huff on a baseline drive. Back out Whiteman. Three ball. Left it short. Rebound for Shaler. Tried to tap it in and just couldn't save it in time. So it'll stay with the Patriots. And so CVS will inbound the basketball. They go to Huff at the top of the key. And Huff will go to Whiteman on that left side. Wants to dial up another three. In and out. Hit the rim three times. Wouldn't go down. Rebound for Dubin. Works one back out. They go to the interior. For Daphne West. Back out for Jolene. Left elbow jumper for Joe. Won't go. Rebound again by the Patriots. They keep it alive with West. Back out for Dubin. And now they'll reset the offense. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. 3 minutes to go in the third. They go to Whiteman again for three. That one's too strong. Too much spice. Rebound underneath by Surdy, but she got tied up with Dubbin. Possession arrow is going to keep it with the Wolverines. Tough to keep Cherry Valley off the glass as a team. They do have a lot of size, as we said earlier, even with the guards. Worcester back down the floor. The Wolverines trying to claw their way back into this ball game. They go to the high post. Now left wing side for Haley Shaler. To Surdy, to the interior for Odell. Inside for Sophia Adams. Missed the right-handed layup, but a good rebound by Odell. Now back out, Shaler. Left side, jumper splash for Haley Shaler. 13 for her, and it's 39-25. CVS on top with 2:30 to go in the third. Worcester hanging around. They are not going to go quietly. We know that for a fact. Huff back to Whiteman on the right side, reversing it into the corner now. Huff to the interior, finds Jolene Lust. Turnaround, little baby hook, won't go. And a rebound for Shaler off the miss. Shaler looking to run in transition. Big possession here for the Wolverines. Can they get it back towards that single-digit mark? A three ball here, yes, for 30. She nails it. Timeout taken by Worcester with 2:04 to go in the third. Wolverines are back in this game. Our score, Cherry Valley Springfield 39, and now Worcester 28. We'll be back after a 30-second break on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:04 to go in the third. Nate Lull, Scott Thompson with you tonight on WCDO. And Worcester's back in this game. And after this timeout, you see him jumping around a little bit, Scott. They got that energy. It's Cherry Valley Springfield 39, Worcester 28.
And the crowd getting back into it, too, giving them a little more energy, too.
Huge three there by Sturdy. That really seemed to light the spark. But we'll see how the Patriots respond here late in the third. As CVS goes left to right, Whiteman to the left side, back up to Huff, top of the key. They go to the far side. They immediately try to go inside for Jolene. Back out for Brynn. Whiteman inside. Will dish one up. That's no good. Rebound held in by Lydia Lusk. Lusk to the interior. Had it stripped by Haley Shaler. Haley back down the floor. And comes across midcourt for Sophia Adams. Adams to the right side. Big possession here. They go to Shaler. Pump fakes on the three. Now back to Adams at the right elbow as the Wolverines go right to left. They go to Surdy. Back to Adams. Now Surdy. Wide open three. Left side. No. Rebound. Scooped up there by Lydia Lusk. Good look. It just wouldn't fall for the Wolverines. With a buck 10 to go here in the third. 39-28 our score. Whiteman on the right side. Reverses to Lydia Lusk. Lusk at the top of the key. Goes to Morgan Huff. To the interior. Somehow threaded the needle down low to Dubbin, and she finishes. Wow, what a pass by Morgan Huff. That makes it CVS 41, Worcester 28. To the interior. Back out Shaler. Three ball straight away. No, iron is unkind. Hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. Lusk with a rebound. 40 seconds to go in the third. CVS up 41-28 on the road at Worcester. Left side here for Lydia Lusk. Into the corner now for Dubbin. Her shot is long. Rebound for the Wolverines by 30. Ahead now for Sophia Adams. Dishes it down low. The left-handed layup won't go for Ventulet. Dubbin with a rebound. Floats one ahead for Lusk, and she goes in for the uncontested layup. Lusk has 17. 15 seconds to go in the third, and now it's Cherry Valley 43, Worcester 28. Wolverines across midcourt. Top of the key now for the Wolverines. They dish one to Shaler. They'll continue to work it around. 3 seconds left. Inside is the Odell. Turnaround shot. Good. Odell at the buzzer. Cuts this to a 13-point deficit to end the third quarter. CVS 43, Worcester 30. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, They see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The CBS girls make it 43-30 over Worcester as we hit the fourth quarter here. Jolene Lusk hits for 17 points for the Patriots. Haley Shaler buried 13 points for the Wolverines to start the fourth quarter here. Patriots with the ball, and let's see, we got a foul underneath on the Patriots here. Going to be on Daphne West as she was fighting for position down low. She got a little too physical, they say. Her second. Team's first here of the fourth quarter as the fouls reset. And so Worcester back down the floor, trailing by 13. Can they get their mojo going? Shaler tried to dish one off for Izzy O'Dell and a steal by the Patriots. Nate Lowe and Skylar Thompson with you here tonight. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney Main Street studios as our in-game producer. Pass to the inside for the Patriots, and they score with Daphne West. Good dish by Morgan Huff. 45-30 the score. With 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Wolverines with the basketball going right to left. They dish one back out for Haley Shaler. Trying to set up the offense here. They'll go to the corner for Sturdy. A three ball for her is good. And a Sturdy, 9 points on three threes. That cuts it to a 45-33 advantage for the Patriots with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Puff on the baseline, running it well. Dishes one over for Jolene Lusk at the top of the key. Lusk into the corner for Whiteman. Pump fakes into the interior here for Daphne West, and she's fouled. And the Worcester fans do not like that call, but it's going to send Daphne West to the line here for the Patriots. It's going to be Izzy O'Dell's second foul and the first team foul in the fourth quarter here on the Wolverines. So West will settle in at the line. A high arcing shot finds the bottom of the net. So you have Jolene with 17, Daphne West with 9, Bryn Whiteman with 7, Mia Dubin with 6, Morgan Huff with 5. Good balance scoring for the Patriots. Second shot here is good for Daphne West. She has 10. That makes it 47-33 for the Patriots. Worcester trying to crawl back in. They go to Odell at the high post. This is one off for Adams. Now back to Odell. She couldn't hold on to it. Patriots will scoop it up. And back down the floor they come. So a 47-33 lead for CVS. Morgan Huff falling down. And somehow CVS was able to call a timeout before she got in trouble. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 6:25 to go in the fourth. CVS 47, Worcester 33 on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO. Also online, WCDOsports.com. Cherry Valley Girls leading 47-33 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Patriots with the basketball. They go to Huff, right corner. Three ball for Morgan. No, too strong. Out of bounds, and the Wolverines are going to get it back. Still a lot of time left here, Sky.
There is, and you want to make sure if you're Worcester right now, you get a good shot, a good possession this time, maybe hopefully get a bucket as well.
Wolverines looking for that magic bucket to get back into it here. Adams in the paint. Dishes one out to Ventulis. Far side now back to Adams. Pulls one back out and goes down to Shaler. Shaler at the top of the key. Settles in, dials long distance. Three ball is good for Haley Shaler. 14 now for Shaler, and it's 47-36 with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Worcester hanging around, hanging around. Just need a couple of stops here on defense. Patriots go to the interior now for West on the right low block for Whiteman. Lost control of it, out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay with the Patriots here. 5.5 to go. And so Jolene Lusk on the baseline. We'll look to get it in. Lusk floats one back up from underneath the basket to the top of the key. They go to Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman back to Daphne West for a 15-footer is good from the right baseline for Daphne West. She has 12. Back down the floor for Worcester. And the Wolverines still trying to claw their way back in. The shooting has been really good here in the second half. Shaler trying to continue it here. That one off the back of the rim. Rebound is tapped back out by Ventulis. Good hustle there. That is Shaler on the right side. They go to Surdy to the corner. Ventulis is blocked by Jolene Lusk, but Izzy O'Dell is able to grab the ball. Back out for Adams. Takes it inside again, and is fouled. With 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter, this will send Sophia Adams to the line. And again, she has continually gone right into the teeth of the defense here tonight, Sky, and pays off this time. She'll go to the line.
She really has. She's done a great job all game, especially to start the game driving it, but she's continued it here in the fourth quarter. They're going to need her to continue to do that.
Foul was on Lydia Lusk, her second, team second, and the shot here at the line won't go for Sophia Adams. Another one coming. Again, with 4:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. CVS girls leading 49-36. And the second one is good for Sophia Adams. Timeout is taken. With 4:50 again to go, fourth quarter, CVS 49, Worcester 37. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:50 left in the fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Patriots with the ball, and here comes some full-court pressure from the Wolverines. They're going to try to jump their way back into this game. CVS beats the press long. Whiteman's able to track it down. They go to Lydia Lusk. She fires up a shot, and it's no good. The pressure pays off, and here's Sophia Adams trying to go coast to coast, takes it inside, can't get the shot to go, but she's fouled. Sky, a lot of time left, 4:34 to go. Cherry Valley leading 49-37, and here's Adams right back to the line. Team foul situation, CVS with three, Worcester with one. That pressure, let's see how CVS responds to it. Paid off that time for Worcester. Adams hits the first shot at the line. We got seven. Makes it 49-38. This could cut it to a 10-point ball game here. And this one, no. No good. Broadcaster's curse there as Dubbin gets the rebound.
You have a knack for doing that sometimes.
I do. Good defense here as I think Cherry Valley's going to throw it away. Ball is loose. Yes, Worcester came up with it. Adams into the defense again and is blocked by Jolene Lusk. And it's going to send Adams right back to the line, and the pressure is paying off here for the Wolverines with 4:19 to go. They trail 49-38. Fourth team foul on the Patriots. First foul on Jolene Lusk.
And that's important because in girls, four fouls a quarter after that is you go to the line, and I believe you shoot two now.
Shoot two once you get to five.
Yeah, they changed that. I can't keep up with all the rule changes all the time.
That's been, you know, a couple of years here in the making. They reset the fouls every quarter. But, yeah, if you can get to five, it really does change the game. Adams goes 0 for 2 at the line here. And the second one sails out of bounds. So it's going to go back to the Patriots. That stings, as that could have cut it to a nine-point game had she made those. But the pressure continuing. And Adams has just been an absolute beast here on this press. Just has an engine. And chasing that ball. CVS is able to break it here with Jolene. Diving on the floor. Is able to work one back over. A jumper from the corner for Dubin is no good. Rebound, jump ball, gives it back to the Wolverines. And this crowd is back into it. This press has gotten Worcester back into this ball game.
And that's twice they've beaten the press, but then they shoot a very early in the shot clock shot, and that's got to be frustrating for Cherry Valley's coach, because once you break it, we got the lead, you can slow down.
Yeah, they seem to be in more of a hurry than they need to be. 3:50 to go in the fourth. They get it to the interior. Here is Adams. Works one back out, and to the left side, Shaler dials up a three in and out. It was halfway down, and Lutz with a rebound. Boy, Coach K, who was standing right here in front of us, he wanted that one, and a foul at midcourt on Worcester. They're trying everything they can do to get a steal. Boy, that thing was halfway down, Scott. I don't know how that shot didn't go.
Unfortunately, there's been times with like that tonight for Worcester. They've gotten great looks. Some have been halfway down like that one. It just it doesn't go all the way.
Doesn't go. 3:36 to go. Fourth quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield girls on the road leading Worcester 49-38. Both teams ranked in the top 10 of the state in Class D this week. Patriots with the ball. They try to go to Jolene on the interior. A little up and under. She lost her goggles there on the baseline. She's going to try to play without them here for a minute until the next whistle, I should say. And a shot here is blocked, but we have a foul, and it's going to send Daphne West to the line. Jolene wears sports goggles, I would call them. They've evolved over the years. Those are pretty sweet, like Oakley-looking glasses. I can remember when she first started. I mean, they were the old school rec specs. As to the line here is Daphne West, and she hits. She's in clutch. 13 for West. And that gives CVS a 50-38 lead. Second shot here for West at the line. No. Rebound. It's scooped up here by Worcester. And Tulip went in there and got it. So we're coming up on 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Can the Wolverines find some magic? They go to Shaler. Now to Adams. It was almost intercepted. Adams back right side as Worcester's going right to left. Adams straight away three. They left her open. Three ball, no. Rebound is the Odell. Back out Adams. She wanted to fire but didn't. Goes to Surdy. Now back to Adams. Steps into another one. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Surdy on the baseline. Surdy fires her way through and then threw it away as she tried to go to Shaler, and it rolls out of bounds. 2:40 to go in the fourth. And the Patriots are going to get this ball, and Worcester's going to try to keep this press on to try to claw their way back in. CVS gets it to midcourt. They go to West. Finds a wide-open Bryn Whiteman, and she can't finish. Rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound for Worcester. Whiteman can't believe it. And back across midcourt, Shaler. Little stutter step, pulls it back out, 2:25 to go. CVS leading by 12. Interior shot here for Shaler. It's blocked by Jolene Lusk. It rolls out of bounds. And it's going to go to the Patriots. Again, 2:19 to go. CVS leads 50-38. Patriots with the ball here. And West will look to get it in. West goes to Jolene Lusk. And she's able to break the pressure and then travel. Did the old, you know, went to jump pass and then ran out of options. Great defense here by Worcester.
Worcester's defense is doing a chance. They just need the shots to fall right now.
You wonder if in a game like this, the next time they play, if there is a next time, does Worcester put the press on earlier? What do you learn from this game here tonight? As the pressure certainly has helped. I don't think I've seen anybody try to press CVS this year. Sophia Adams to the interior, and a foul on Jolene Lund. Sends Adams right back to the line with 1:58 to go, and Worcester trailing by 12. Coach K giving Adams a word of encouragement here. She's had some struggles at the line. She's all smiles, but it's almost like she just needs to settle down here at the charity stripe. First shot at the line for her is good. Adams now with 8. Make it 50-39. And the second shot coming here for Adams at the line. This one, good. 9 for Sophia Adams. 10-point game, 50-40. With a buck 55 to go here in the fourth. Cherry Valley up by 10. Whiteman gets the midcourt and hits one off for West in the left corner. West now for Jolene. Takes it to the interior. Her jumper is good from a tough angle off the glass. How'd she hit it?
I don't know how to use the backboard from that angle, but
19 for Jolene, and it's 52-40. Free ball. Haley Shaler just skimmed it off the front of the rim. It was no good. Rebound for Cherry Valley. Whiteman with an outlet pass to Daphne West. With a minute 25 to go. West back across for Whiteman. Pump fake. Now gives it to Huff. Huff into the right corner. Off the hands of Dubbin and back to Worcester. With a minute 17 to go. Timeout taken here by Worcester, so we'll step away. With a minute 17 to go, the Patriots are in the driver's seat at the moment, 52-40. We'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Skyler Thompson with you here tonight. A minute 17 to go in the fourth quarter. We're in Worcester for a Tri-Valley girls basketball contest here tonight between two excellent teams. And Cherry Valley leads 52-40 with a minute 10 left. Adams down the floor into the paint. Wants to take it to the interior. Tosses it up. Shot won't go. Rebound for the Wolverines. Ventula brought it down. She gets back into the paint. She wants to take it to the inside. Blocked again by Lusk. And CVS will come away with it. And now Bryn Whiteman is fouled with 56 seconds to go. Team foul situation. Cherry Valley with 5 and Worcester now with 4 after the second personal there on Ventula. And so the Patriots will look to get it in. Daphne West at midcourt finds Jolene Lusk. 55 seconds left. Cherry Valley trying to chew up some time. They take it to the interior. A shot for Lusk won't go. Rebound for Odell. Outlet pass for Haley Shaler. 45 ticks left. Good pass in transition for Sophia Adams. Blocked by Lusk. But they get her for a foul. Lusk didn't have any fouls until really the last 2 minutes of this ball game, and now that's her third.
Well, credit Adams. She's been driving to the basket here at the end, and, you know, it's a 12-point game right now, but they've gotten good looks. They've gone to the free throw line. You know, unfortunately, there's nights like this. So if they should meet again, like you said, you've got to be encouraged at the Worcester. Just pressure on the press.
Yes.
And we've gotten good looks.
Sophia at the line gets both. Adams with 11, makes it 52-42. Ball tapped out of bounds, going to stay with the Patriots as Worcester still throwing everything they can here. And Patriots going to take a timeout. Yes, CVS will take a timeout. 42 seconds left. Let's step away again for 30 seconds on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
42 seconds left. Our score, 52-42. Cherry Valley Springfield girls on top of Worcester in a Tri-Valley girls basketball contest here tonight that has lived up to the hype in front of a packed house here at Worcester Central School on Jim Kenyon Court, as they just named it Jim Kenyon Court earlier this year for longtime boys coach Jim Kenyon. Pass down the floor here for the Patriots. Morgan Huff's able to chase it into the right wing corner and is fouled there. Cherry Valley has looked a little bit rattled by this pressure. They've handled it well for the most part, but Worcester may have stumbled onto something here for a future matchup. But, boy, you know, you give Cherry Valley some time to plan, I'm sure that they'll be prepared next time as well. So, Morgan Huff at the line, settling in, and her first shot is good. Swirls it around and puts it down. Fairly balanced scoring tonight for both sides as Huff makes it 53-42. Huff settling in at the line here. And this shot is short. Rebound by Surdy and a timeout taken by Worcester with 33 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here. Our score 53-42. With CVS girls on top of Worcester, it's going to be a full timeout. But, boy, Scott, this has been fun, a packed house here tonight. Everybody's got to make sure you stay tuned for our awards coming up after this for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And certainly a matchup we could see again in a few weeks in the Tri-Valley Championship, which is slated for February 11th. Hard to believe that's right around the corner.
It always seems like gets here quicker than you think it will or before you realize. So, you know, you just mentioned Cherry Valley planning and stuff like that, but you know, Worcester's got a great team as well, and if they should meet again, I'm sure both teams are going to be ready to go.
Yeah, you know, you have that matchup. You've seen kind of some of the wrinkles that both teams have, and now you can really prepare. And it could be a fun matchup, unless somebody else sneaks their way in there. There's some other very good teams in the Tri-Valley that are, you know, fighting along, but so far it has been Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Worcester at the top. And you know, come sectionals, I think it's going to be fun in Class D as well with these two teams. Oxford is in Class D this year. Odessa Montour is very good, and Southern Cayuga is very good out in the western part of the section. So the sectional tournament is going to be a lot of fun as well. Back underway, Wolverines will get the ball in with 33 seconds left. They go to the high post. Izzy Odell back out for Sophia Adams. The bank is closed as she tries that three. On the rebound, it rolled out of bounds, but it was last touched by Morgan Huff, so Wolverines will hold on to it. Worcester still playing with a lot of energy left. 26 seconds to go. They go to Odell. Back into Adams. She wanted that three but didn't pull the trigger, then tried to dish it off for Shaler. It was last touched by Whiteman. And so Worcester will get the possession again with 21 seconds left. Cherry Valley trying to put the icing on the cake here. Worcester at midcourt with Haley Shaler. She wants a screen. She gets it. Couldn't get the shot off, though. They dished to the interior. Now back out for Adams. Three ball, no. Kept in here by the Wolverines. Ventulis with a jumper. That's short. Rebound, Cherry Valley. 5 seconds left. And that's going to do it. Cherry Valley girls win 53-42 on the road here, handing Worcester their first league loss, their first loss overall this season. Important to remember, this is a regular season game. They could see each other again down the road, but the first chapter in the story this year, certainly a good one. We'll come back with our postgame show again. CVS wins 53-42. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. One last time inside the gym here on Jim Kenyon Court at Worcester High School. Our final score here tonight, CBS girls defeating Worcester 53-42. So Cherry Valley is going to improve to 7-0 in the league, 13-1 overall. Worcester is going to fall to 5-1 in the league, 12-1 overall. So a lot of season left for these two teams. In fact, Worcester, the girls are playing at Lawrence tomorrow in another key game tomorrow afternoon. Lawrence is a sneaky good team, so Worcester's going to have to bounce back quickly tomorrow on the road at Lawrence in a league game.
And that's a quick turnaround.
Quick.
You've got a night game and the very next day an afternoon one. That's quick. And obviously tonight was a hard-fought one, too. So it's always tough. And as you said, a sneaky team like Lawrence like that, you know, you never know.
Never know. All right, let's do our final scoring summary here. First for Worcester. Team I, 16 points from Haley Shaler, 11 from Sophia Adams, 9 from Anna Surdy, 4 for Izzy O'Dell, 2 for McKenna Ventula here tonight for Worcester. On the other side for CVS, a game high 19 for Jolene Lusk, 13 for Daphne West, 7 for Bryn Whiteman, 6 for Mia Dubbin, 6 for Morgan Huff. So very balanced scoring there on both sides. Let's get into our three awards now here for tonight's game. First up will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDL. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. 19 for Jolene Lust tonight. That's a game high. I think she should be our offensive player of the game here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, she was great. And it was great because it wasn't like it was forced. You know, it just she was getting it in the flow of the offense. They have a lot of weapons, but for her to still lead it like that shows the impact that she had.
Next up tonight is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Wish our local team success this season. I'd like to go with Daphne West here, 13 points for Cherry Valley. Really balanced scoring, but she made some big buckets, played well on the interior. So a good, you know, kind of 1A behind Joe tonight goes to Daphne West.
She was great. I felt like you said her name in key parts of the game, too. When they needed something, it seemed like that was the name that was getting said. She was the one really helping out making that play. So great game from her.
Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands. Oh, my goodies. Thank you very much. The Cherry Valley faithful always bring me some good. Ooh, 100 grand bar, some brownies. Look at these fruit snacks. That's a whole pack.
I don't know if you make dinner or not, but you don't need
Holy
them now.
Holy smokes. Thank you to the Cherry Valley faithful there. So the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Haley Shaler tonight, 16 for Worcester. She was hitting from downtown, and every time they needed a spark, she was right there to do it.
She was, and she played a great game, and I'm sure she's thinking right now of a couple of the shots that were halfway down and stuff like that, but very good game from her all around.
So, again, our final score here tonight, 53-42, Cherry Valley Springfield defeating Worcester. We will hopefully see these two teams meet up somewhere down the road, whether it's a league championship game, whether it's a sectional matchup. Certainly could be in a variety of places. But so glad that we could be here tonight for this game. We realized that there was a lot of other good contests that we could have gone to tonight. So, you know, we can only be in one place at one time. But, you know, the Sydney girls were at Green. Unitego girls were at Oxford. BG girls were at Walton. A lot of really good games. GMU girls at Morris tonight. GMU did knock off Morris in that game. So if you're looking for standings and scores from tonight's game, follow me on Twitter, at Nate Lull, or just go to natelull.com, and all that information will be there. You can also get there right through WCDOsports.com and find all that good stuff. So, Sky, thanks for coming out, making the trip to join me for this, and we'll do it again soon.
Yes, this is another fun one, and can't wait for the next one.
So we will see you next week. We'll be figuring out where we're going to be next week, and check out WCDOsports.com for that schedule. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. For Scott Thompson, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a good night from WCDO Sports.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.